Hannah can't keep a secret for her life. She is the worst secret keeper of all time, but especially when it comes to sharing everything with AB as one of her best friends. But she's been keeping a secret from her. By the way, this isn't a secret. TSO tickets are coming her way in about 5 minutes on the Brett Maga Show. So yes, Hannah and AB are literally super, super tight besties. People constantly ask, like, do girls really get along that much? How do two girls that work together so closely not get catty? And they really do have a great relationship, and it's because I think you guys are so completely different. Like, honestly, polar opposites. Hannah is unfiltered, completely transparent, all over the place, love her, like, to her core, and lets everything out. AB is a little bit more reserved, more conservative, really tight friend, really trusting, too, as well. But she could keep a secret. Hannah, no way! Everyone knows everything about Hannah. So AB, has it been freaking you out that she hasn't told you something?
Yes, my heart is beating so fast. This is like a secret I've been keeping for a hot minute too.
Really?
Yeah, because she's been doing it for a little while. You have to do it for a little while to do this. A lot. You actually have to do it. It's
so
ridiculous.
I do not have one guess what this could be. No. This has been
so
like
filling my life. So what is something
that
you enjoy a lot that Hannah would just not be into? Name something. Can you think of something?
I know we have a lot of differences.
Yeah, I think I know what this is.
Really?
Kevin wants to guess? Go ahead.
I think it's about McDonald's. The McRib is back!
No.
It's not a fast food thing. Hannah and
I
AP both.
Can I take a guess?
You want to take a guess? Yeah.
Does Hannah, is she not like, do you want to stop going to the Bible studies with
AB? Oh, no, that would be deep. No.
Okay.
That's a good guess. Good guess. Deep.
No.
What type of TV do you like?
Reality TV? I mean, I watch a lot of TV.
But you do like reality TV. Hannah's just not a reality TV girl, huh?
Yeah. I have been watching Love Island. We literally were talking about this like 2 days ago. I know, and I had to lie to you. So I've been secretly watching Love Island and taking all of these notes because I am not...
It's the most ridiculous
thing ever. I do not watch reality TV. I think it's stupid. It's not my type of TV. I don't even watch TV. The only TV I watch is Grey's Anatomy. So I completely ventured out, and I also... I've not finished the season, and I have no idea what happens.
We were literally talking about this like 2 days ago because I was telling her I have some friends who started it late. And I was like, that's so weird because the hype's kind of over. Why would you do that?
Yeah, you're like, what a waste of time. That's so dumb. And I'm like,
because there's like 40 episodes.
Yes,
you said it
was the biggest waste of time. And Hannah looked at me like,
yeah.
So you have some notes. You have some questions and some notes for her.
Yes.
She has some opinions.
Keep in mind, I have not, I don't know what happens. Mm-hmm. And
so don't spoil it for her.
Yeah, I'm good at not spoiling
it. I truly don't know. So I just have, some of my opinions as someone who doesn't watch reality TV. First of all, I think that Rob and Leah are a terrible couple. I cannot get behind them. I feel like everybody hypes them up in the show and people think they're like so close and he cares about her so much. I've never gotten behind them at all. I think they have completely different personalities and or interests. And if they were out in the real world, they would never last.
What do you think about Rob and Leah?
That makes sense. I think the rest of the world will disagree with you, though.
Yeah, I know. next one is
not Rob and Leah.
I don't trust Kaylor as a girlfriend, a partner, or a friend.
Yeah, I don't trust that.
100%.
I don't
really?
See her.
Oh.
As
AB has secretly said, "Why did you start this? This is a waste of time." And now is loving that you watch it.
Yeah,
100%. Kaylor, she sucks.
Yeah, I don't see her as a girl's girl. And when I don't see someone as a girl's girl, I can't see them as a good person.
Yep. She can't sit with us.
Okay, so these are now more specific to like reality TV. I just questions and or thoughts about them in general.
She has a lot of
some notes. Of the scenes you can clearly tell they do not go together, like they'll be in different clothes. How do you look past that?
You just gotta.
You just ignore just like, it. How can I get into it when I know it's so fake? Like they'll have reactions from different days.
She doesn't
but
think the love is
scenes to
the
scene.
Love is real on Love Island.
Right.
But the thing with Love Island is, it's like it's better than all the other reality shows because it's every single day.
Oh,
so you
God.
Know, well, you know, right. Multiple days smashed into one episode.
It's no, not, it's not though on Love Island.
Quality over quantity. I don't know. You're going quantity, huh?
I'm going
every
quantity
week,
because I like to watch a lot of TV.
Okay. Next thought is, I feel like the overly dramatic parts are like so overdramatic that it kind of like turns me off.
Like when people start crying and stuff?
Yeah. And this one goes with it too. Every time someone gets a text message on Love Island, come on. Everybody's like, I've got a text! And they literally freak out, but their faces, they'll look dead on to the camera and be like, jaw to the floor, like, stupid.
So that's what we're going to do now. Thing. Anytime anyone texts the show, we're going to have to do that now.
Yeah.
Now,
right? But, right. Like, it
so
takes
someone texts us right now.
It.
We'll read your text message. All right. Do you have any more? Do you have one more note? What is the
it
last
question?
It takes
so damn long. I'm literally wasting my life away.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be a lot more notes. It's every day.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't finished it yet. I'm still going on.
When she finishes this, she's going to give you a recap. Mm-hmm. Are you excited?
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're going to like it. There's a lot of drama.
There's a lot of drama.
It only gets better.
It sounds real appealing.
I'm so happy I don't have to keep this secret anymore.
Oh, my God. TSO tickets coming your way right after Sabrina Carpenter on Y98 St. Louis.